Lisa, thank you so much for joining me here today on WOOC 105.3 FM.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about what happened with your husband, Camino Nagorn?
That day, we went our ways. I knew he had an appointment with his attorney, Fred Korkos, and ICE. When I was out of class, I hadn't heard from him, and I knew because of the appointment that I needed to get in touch with him. So I called around until I finally called the mission. And one of the gentlemen who works within the kitchen is the one who told me that he did not come out. So went into panic mode, wondering what to do. And I remember Kinimo telling me where the office was in Latham. So I went there, and I got there about 10 minutes before they closed at 4 o'clock. I was able to get in and speak with someone who informed me that he would be moved shortly to Albany County Jail and then was going to Batavia.
Kinimo is your husband. You're married, but can you explain how his status remains?
When I met Kinimo, it was the end, towards the end of 2013, and he had, and this is where the terminology is, it's not a work visa, I don't think. It was work authorization. But I know that he was sponsored by Perry Jones, and he had gone through checking in with ICE, you know, routinely, and you know, he can work. When I met him, he wasn't undocumented. You know, he's always had that work, that ability to work, his ID and all of those records through DMV. You know, once we got married, October of 2016, that's when we filed for the spousal record. And then it's now been approved as of a week ago, this past Thursday. It all happened, you know, in less than 48 hours.
You travel out to Batavia, New York, mm-hmm. every weekend since this has happened.
Yes.
And that's 3 hours?
It's about four.
4 hours.
It's about four. And being February, you have storms in between that make it a bit more than that it can be. So it's the travel itself, I'll go wherever, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. But the fact that he has been placed on the other side of New York, and not forgetting that it was an elective that ICE did place him there. He didn't have to be, and he still does not have to be in custody, we'll say, because he does have the ability to work with a sponsor. And we now, you know, thankful to this process, the one good thing that may have come out of it is the fact that we now have the spousal visa that has been approved. So that is a giant step forward on that front, because we've been waiting for it for so long. But the fact, it's difficult, from finding a place to the weather to just the time, you know, and the time away. But it's the only way that I can see him, so I'll do it. But knowing that he could be here and we could be going through the process with the attorneys to file, also ease of access to attorneys to have discussions, because only one attorney is out in Buffalo, Nicole. You know, she's able to practice in the Western District. That's where they were at the hearing. It makes it difficult for communication, because we're talking about people that are down in New York City that are helping, as well as who are professors themselves, you know, between Sarah Rogerson, and there's no one spot where they're coming from. You know, they collaborate via email and phone and conferences, and then they have to just make sure all the paperwork is done.
February 25th is the next.
Yes.
Is the next hearing.
Yes.
And so, so just recap for me real mm-hmm. quickly. So he was detained on January 23rd. He went out to mm-hmm. Batavia the next day, and then there has been a series of hearings. Through one of them, mm-hmm. He got a stay,
temporary restraining order. Yes. After the Friday of the press conference, afterwards, the two federal attorneys came back in and told me that the temporary restraining order that was announced, that they had filed it that Friday of the press conference, that it had been approved, but it was only through Monday. So they had the attorneys then had Friday evening and the weekend to prepare for the hearing on Monday. And then from there, it was postponed until the 25th, because they are now discussing subject matter jurisdiction to determine if the decision can be made in the district court.
If it's the right place to make the decision.
Right.
You have U.S. Representative Paul Tonko. You have Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple. You have Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan. There's numerous probably other people that I haven't listed. There's Free Kinimo petition going around mm-hmm. with some 2,000 mm-hmm. signatures on it. There's a lot of support from both elected people and the community for you and your family.
It's amazing that there is the support, because from Kadima working at the mission, and Paul Tonko has been there because they do Super Bowl, you know, every year. But from the first time that Kinemo and Paul Tonko met one another, Paul Tonko asked Kinemo to show him what he does. And from there, they've been a team for meeting and serving every year. But that, along with Kinemo's been in the community for a long time. You know, he lived across the street from the mission above a shop where he would shovel all the way around up to where the police parking lot is. So he's seen in the community, known in the community from people coming through, and also people who volunteer. There's all manner of people from all over that volunteer. And because Kinemo was the weekend cook for, you know, every weekend for years, that's who people would see. And he would close on the other days when he was working, which was, I think he had Tuesday, Thursday off. So there was a lot of people coming through there. Any dinner service all weekends. You have students from a variety of colleges who are just offering their time. To churches that are coming in, to Paul Tonko, to, you have the whole spectrum of people coming. And Kinemo, he is the same. People get the same respect from him, but it's a genuine respect. It's not lip service, because Kinemo has an ability where he's not excitable. He is not a wallflower. He's quiet, but he's watching. He's very communal. And I found that from his family. I say his family because they're from a variety of places within Africa. But he found Teresa, his American mom, because she recognized a mark on the side of his face. She started speaking to him in his dialect that is from the area within the Ivory Coast that that mark is from. And from there, that's actually how his case was able to progress, because she's from the Ivory Coast. She's here. Her family is there. So they were able to actually send money, do all the legwork and processing in order to get the paperwork that was necessary for him to have some things to provide for his check-ins with ICE. So it's meeting that group and how they're very inclusive. He has a lot of friends and keeps those around him very close, and he shows them respect, but it's genuine care for them. And I think all the people circling back around, I think all the people that are supporting him are because they have experienced that. And he's had over a decade to develop relationships with people, and it's definitely, he's definitely done a good job. It is genuine support because they know him, not just as a cook at the mission. You know, they know one another because coworkers have become friends. People in the community have become neighbors, not just in passing. And there's a lot of connectivity.
How is Kinemo doing now? It's been a couple weeks now that he's been detained.
I ask him how he is, and I'm glad that he's not sad. You know, I think this would be much harder on me. I think it would be much harder on him if either one of us wasn't able to know the other one seems to be okay. That does a lot. And being able to talk with him is amazing. It's not easy to be able to talk with him, believe it or not, in just paying for different things, finding the right place to pay, to have him have the funds. So there's hoops that you jump through. So not only is he across the state, but he could be here. He doesn't have to be there. So once you get past that, and he's okay. He is not angry. I remember him saying after the first hearing when I spoke with him, and I told him, you know, that it's been extended. They're going to discuss, you know, whether it can be determined in court. So there's a hearing on the 25th, but he probably won't be there. So again, I want to communicate everything. So I will definitely be at any hearing so that he knows what is happening on his behalf, that he isn't able to be there to hear.
So then there's also the barrier of, like, when you do meet him, you're across from, there's plexiglass between you.
Yes. The last time I saw him before going to Batavia was when he was in Albany County Jail, which was small tables with just maybe a 6-inch plexiglass that you just can't, you don't reach over. So I was not prepared for walking into a concrete closet with a phone that you can talk to while you look through glass. That was disheartening because I didn't realize it was, when they say detention facility, it's a detention facility. You know, there are people there from immigration, but they also have crimes against them. So there are different levels. So it's, everyone gets treated with the maximum level of security for that. It's just, I think where he is in his group, he's, you know, they're not mixed. He is in just with a group of about 60 men. who are there just for immigration, no criminal, you know, issues mixed in with that outside of immigration. But as far as how he's doing, he arrived late Thursday and talked to me on Friday in the evening. When he spoke with me, he said that he'd already been approached by an officer who said that he looked strong because Kanimo loves to work out. So he's doing what he can. That there's stairs, there's walking, there's some things, pull up bars. He will find whatever it is. An officer came and said that he had a job for him. He says, you know, the pay is nothing basically, but it's something to do. So Kanimo has been very happy to do that. There's a gentleman who saw him working out who he now has a workout partner. He is creating a community there, which is the same as I've witnessed him do here. He will say being here is not easy, but he's making the best of it. And he said, we're together and we will fight together and he will be patient. We, you know, are firm believers in God. And he references that. He says he has a prayer corner, does set time away for it while building the relationships that I think help him, because it's a connection. It's a family where, you know, you don't pick this family, but they're creating connections for one another. I think it's good. From the things that I hear, they are able to share one another's joys. And I don't know.
So what now? We're quickly running out of time. What does our audience need to know?
What happened is what you would think of as a worst case scenario, barring him being deported already, which seems to have been possible. I just didn't know how close he may have come to that before the temporary restraining order was issued. So leaving for the day and thinking that, why can't I get a hold of him? And then to actually have the words said, they kept him. It's just flashing of what goes by. And what I could think of is Kanimo is there, has no idea what's happening out here, how I'm finding out. He couldn't get a hold of me. I can't get a hold of him, obviously, now. And everything that happened after that happened so quickly in those first few days. You hold your breath and thinking of how many other people have gone through this and are going through this, whether they're in the news and if they have the backup that Kanimo has had of people coming and stepping up for this, I'm thankful that there is that connection within the community of both the mission, having been within the community, working with people who they have that mutual respect, where they have come forward and in support for Kanimo, but not just for Kanimo, but for this type of thing that's happening, because there do seem to be things that could have been handled differently. Each case is not the same. So I'm thankful that if there is reform, if there's some option for that, that means that other people don't have to go through this separation where it almost seems like it was an option for them to do when they chose to do it. But it's also an option that they could choose not to do it, or they could do it in a different way. You know, it's being felt by me and also the mission, because they have somebody who was an integral part of the kitchen, and it's a lot for all of them to step up and handle. But if it draws people out, and if there's a community that can come together, and some of the things are on the Free Kanimo website and those that have chosen to post that, and there's a connectivity where people are posting among there, if it can link people to help, I think just even understanding and trying to navigate the process, if that can be found from the website and the links of it, I'm happy for that. I'm not thankful for how it's come about, but I hope people are able to be helped in this.